Okay, our next case is Johnson Investors Limited Partnership versus United States Postmaster General 22-1075. Mr. Nathanson, you have reserved 3 minutes of your time for rebuttal time, correct?
Yes, Your Honor. Thank you, Your Honor. May it
Counselor, you may proceed.
Thank you, Your Honor. May it please the Court. My name is Alvin Nathanson. I represent the lessor under this lease dispute with the Postal Service. I'm not going to tell you about the rules of construction of a lease. That goes way back in my days to my first year of law school many, many, many years ago. But in any event, the intent is the key. What was the intent of the parties? Just a little bit of background when you look at this lease. This lease, first of all, was drafted by the Postal Service. No question about that. This lease was also the latest in a series of leases going back to 1968 when the facility was under lease with the Postal Service. This lease is what we in the real estate business call a triple net lease. If you look at the provisions of the lease, you will see that all expenses, whether repair, comma, maintenance, comma, or replacement, except for a few minor ones which are not applicable here, belong to the Postal Service. You will also see in this lease that the premises were taken in an as-is condition. In other words, the landlord's only duties and responsibilities were those limited in the so-called maintenance rider, which were, again, inapplicable here.
In your view, when the Postal Service took on this lease, they're responsible for all of the costs that aren't specifically allocated to you under the lease.
Absolutely correct.
And what clause says that?
The clauses are as follows. In the maintenance provider, they have, the way the Postal Service works, is they have a general lease, and they had general conditions, which I'll talk about in a minute with that code provision that they're relying on. Then they have specific addendums or specific provisions. They have what we call a maintenance rider. This is specific to this particular unit or facility. And they also have a utilities rider. They also have a tax rider, but I don't want to deal with that yet. Let's look at the maintenance rider. The maintenance rider is, again, a special rider which would override any general conditions or any other general language in the lease. If you look at the maintenance rider, you will see in specifically that it talks about, in the very first sentence, it says that the Postal Service shall maintain the demise premises including repair and replacement of same, if necessary. That's pretty clear.
Would that cover capital improvements to the property that's required by a local ordinance?
Yes, absolutely. And the reason I say that, and you have to read this and with the utility one. You see, in the maintenance rider, what they do is they say, generally, it's our baby. In other words, the Postal Service has to repair and maintain, and they have to replace. And to me, the word replace is very simple. It means replace, if necessary. They do not define what the word if necessary is. You'll see the board below indicated that the word if necessary means only if it exists.
So you're relying on basically on the repair portion of the maintenance clause.
No.
Or the replace portion. I'm sorry, I misspoke. The replace portion.
Yes. There are two clauses, the maintenance and the utility.
Well, we're talking about the maintenance stuff first. We can turn to the other one next. But
yeah.
What is the change from septic to sewer replacing? Isn't it a separate upgrade?
It's a replacement of a system. It's a replacement of...
Well, how is going from septic to sewer a replacement? It's not... If the septic system failed and they had to put in a new septic system. That's replacing the septic system.
Correct.
You see, if they had sewer and it failed and they had to upgrade or replace it, that's replacing it. But how is switching from one to another within the plain meaning of replacement of that service?
Because you look, again, if I'm jumping ahead, to the utilities clause. I think it's more specific.
And what
The utilities clause.
I've got the maintenance clause up. What part of the JA is the utilities clause on? Is it the next page?
Let's look at the utilities clause again, specifically. And what it does is...
No. Can you point it? I need to see the language. Where in the JA are we? Is it 51?
If you look at the utilities clause, it's attached to my brief, and it's appendix number 83.
83?
Yeah. Yes, Your Honor.
Okay.
All right. This is, again, a specific clause. All right. And what it does is it lists the utilities. And as you can see on the second page, the word sewer is a utility. That's a utility.
Hold on a minute. It says sewer is not applicable.
Now, that's correct. That means it's not applicable to the landlord's duty to maintain it. Because if you look at the other ones, you see what the other clause...
Doesn't that just mean there is no sewer?
No. It says... It's if you look at what they did in all the other clauses, 1 through 4, 5, and 6, you see... it's 5.
I don't understand how you're reading this, because all of these other ones either have something that you pay for or that the postal office pays for. For sewer... Neither of you paying for it because there is no sewer.
Well, a sewer system is a system.
There was no sewer system, though.
There was a sewer system. There had to be a sewer system.
Are you saying septic and sewer are the same thing?
Absolutely.
But they're not.
Well, I disagree.
But they don't.
With that.
I mean, physically, they don't operate the same way.
They serve the same function. They may operate differently, but they serve the same function. And the postal service.
So this says, yes, but the problem with your, even if I accept that, the problem with it is on the utilities rider, it specifically lays out for each of these who's responsible. And for sewer, it doesn't say either of you are responsible. It says not applicable. So even if we agree that sewer and septic are the same thing, this doesn't help you because it doesn't place the burden on the postal service. It says not applicable.
Can I make a suggestion? Let's look at the bottom of that particular utility rider. It says, again, it's kind of small print. It says, the Postal Service acknowledges and agrees that in addition to the above listed systems and equipment, any and all other systems and equipment, any and all, serving the premises are furnished in their as-is condition as of the date of this lease. Here's the key language. Landlord is not responsible for any maintenance, repair, or replacement of any systems or equipment.
But this is a catch-all for things that are not covered by this list, and this list already covers sewer and says neither of you are responsible because there is no sewer. I mean, this is a very acontextual reading you're giving this.
Well, I think...
What I gather from this thing you read is it may have put the responsibility for the septic system, which is not separately described on the Postal Service, but any sewer system it specifically excludes as not applicable.
But then again, how do you justify the language that I just read? It says any and all systems. Any and all.
Well, because the first part of that system says, in addition to the above listed services, it's talking about things that aren't listed.
Oh, again, look at the last sentence, Judge. It says, landlord is not responsible for any maintenance, repair, or replacement of any systems or equipment.
Oh, but that's just getting back to whether changing from septic to sewer is maintenance, repair, or replacement. It's clearly not maintenance because there was no sewer system at all.
Right.
It's clearly not repair.
Correct.
And your view is because you go from one type of waste disposal system to another, that's a replacement. But I think that's a pretty stretch of the word replacement. It's a completely new system.
That's it. It's a completely new system. So therefore, we're not responsible for any system.
Okay, I think I have your argument.
The problem here is that the Postal Service defined replacement in a very weird, strange way. Their definition was replacement means only if it existed at the time of the signing of the lease.
Well, isn't that what replacement... the common definition of replacement is it is replacing something.
Correct.
It is not something entirely new.
Correct. I agree, but they didn't decide that. Their decision was...
I think that's exactly their decision. The sewer system is not replacing anything. They're not replacing a sewer system. They're adding a new system that wasn't in existence.
Again, you're using the word system. See, it's a
system. No. I understand the difference here. I disagree with you, and I don't, I think that the board probably got this right, because I think there's a difference between a septic and a sewer system. I understand your argument.
Serves the same purpose. And if it's ambiguous, we win. Because they were the drafter of the lease. They should have said it. How is anybody supposed to look at this and say that, replacement means something that only existed at the time of the signing of the lease? I defy anybody. Look at that lease and find any language that says that.
Counselor, you're arguing that when the switch was made from septic to running sewer, the sewer, that it was merely replacing one system for another.
Correct. That's right. You see, the problem that we have here...
Why does the lease then, under item 6, and I'm looking at appendix 84, why does it say sewers is not applicable?
I have no idea, personally.
Why does it say not applicable if the sewer and the septic tank serve the same system? I mean, it's the same function, as you say.
They do.
So, and because of that, you're saying that there's this sewage system at play here.
Right. You see, the problem...
But it says not applicable. The lease takes that off the table.
See, the problem is, and I said it initially, it's a triple net lease. The landlord is only responsible for some very minor...
Oh, I get it. You're arguing that the general purpose and what you all intended was this high level. But the problem is you have to find support in the actual clauses of the lease. And when you have a clause that says sewer is not applicable, when you signed it, that suggests that there was no sewer service, which was in fact true. There was no sewer service, right? There was a septic system, which is a completely different kind of waste disposal system.
Well, then let's get back to the language again. Landlord is not responsible for any maintenance replacement.
That's a very general clause. You're not addressing why it says sewer not applicable above.
Well, I don't, frankly, if I read this correctly, the word any means all systems. Any and all are the same synonymous words. And any system would be whether it existed or not existed.
But at the time the lease was signed, there wasn't a sewer system.
Well,
so any and all in the portion you are reading has to refer to things that were in existence as of the time the lease was signed, correct?
No, not necessarily.
Like
because
any and all meaning anything that might happen at any time?
They should have said that, Judge.
Do you think a sewer system and a septic system are the same thing?
They serve the same purpose.
No, are they the same thing?
Yes,
in the commercial
in a different
real estate
way.
World or in the regular real estate world?
Yes, people, they are.
They very much know the difference between sewer and septic.
Well, it's a different function in the sense of how sewerage is disposed of. But it's a sewer system. It's a sewer tax. This was a sewer tax.
That's but when you have a septic system, you don't have a septic tax. necessarily. It's controlled by the property owner. Sewer is usually just controlled by some municipality. Yes. That's why they're completely different systems and completely different ways of operating waste disposal.
Well, where does it say that in the lease? I mean, you're saying
it's
the
words. It's a sewer not applicable.
Well, but again, how do you justify that with the language that it says any system is not our responsibility?
Well, the septic system wasn't your responsibility because there was a septic system.
Well, where does it say that, again, that system...
It's okay. I'm not going to sit here and argue with you. I have your argument. You might want to save your rebuttal time.
I think that, you know, if there's any ambiguity here, it's clearly, clearly on the part of the Postal Service.
No.
All right. Thank you, Your Honor.
Yes, sir.
It's a pleasure to come back here.
Mr. Kerr.
Thank you. May it please the Court. David Kerr on behalf of the United States Postmaster General. The sewer system is a completely new system, as you've just been discussing with opposing counsel. And it's also a system required by a local ordinance. And therefore, the applicable lease provision is on at JA 44, applicable codes and ordinances, that states that the landlord, as part of rental consideration, agrees to comply with all codes and ordinances applicable to the ownership and operation of the building in which the rented space is situated. And that is the provision that requires Johnson Investors to hook up its building to the local sewer system, which is consistent with the general rule that when there's a capital improvement made necessary by a local ordinance, that's the landlord or the building's owner's responsibility unless specifically stated otherwise in the lease. And this lease doesn't state that anywhere. And on the maintenance issue, the maintenance clause, for those reasons, does not apply. But also, the maintenance clause refers specifically to equipment and improvement furnished by the landlord. And up until now, this sewer connection has not yet been furnished by the landlord. So if there are no further questions from the Court, we believe this lease provisions are clear. Thank you.
I'll be very quick. First of all...
You got 2 minutes, Mr. Nadels.
Thank you, Judge. I'll be very quick.
Okay.
There's nothing that says furnished by the landlord. That does not appear in the lease. The code provision that he's talking about is a general condition. It's a two-sentence provision that says landlord, first sentence, complies with the code and ordinances. Then there's the antecedent rule that I cited in my brief that says that... you know, about payment, who pays for the permit and related work. The second sentence is, of that particular provision, is what happens if the Postal Service does it. If they do the work, they have to pay for the permit, they have to pay for related work, and then they added the word, and associated costs. Again, the problem with the code and ordinance provision is a general condition that is in a form, condition form that they attach to leases. And I, again, maintain back that the septic system is a sewer system. And a sewer system is their responsibility. It's no different than any other system in the building, whether it's a heating system, air conditioning system. If it breaks down, who's responsible for it? The Postal Service. What difference does it make is just because the city has now decided for public safety and health reasons to convert, as they are doing all in Florida, convert to a septic system. If they have to replace any other system for any other reason, why should the septic system have been excluded? Illogical, especially under a triple net lease. Thank you, Your Honors.
We thank you, Mr. Nicholson. That concludes today's arguments. This court is now in recess.